here's a story from The World.
In just over 48 hours, we've seen a lot of quick changes to U.S. policies on handling the pandemic, climate change, and immigration. That includes reversing the Trump administration's travel ban on refugees and visitors from different parts of the world, including several Muslim-majority countries. But as The World's Monica Campbell reports, the impact of that ban may linger for some time to come.
4 years ago, Mina Badavi was very pregnant, living in California, and needed help.
Because I'm working, my husband is working, and I ask my mom ahead of time, would you help me?
Badavi's from Iran and left the country 20 years ago to study. She's built a life in the San Francisco Bay Area, working as a cybersecurity engineer. Her parents still live in Iran, though. Her mom used to visit on a tourist visa. But this time, in 2017, her mom's visa wasn't coming through.
No answer, nothing. It went on and on, and I sent emails and letters.
Donald Trump had set the tone for his presidency, issuing a travel ban against many non-U.S. citizens and refugees from several Muslim-majority countries, Iraq, Syria, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Yemen, and Iran. The countries posed security risks, Trump said. People from those countries weren't vetted enough. Protests erupted at airports across the U.S. At JFK in New York, people held signs that read, "Stop the Muslim ban" or "Let them in." Members of Congress also criticized the ban, saying it did nothing to protect America and would alienate the U.S. from more of the world. Badavi couldn't believe how fast things were changing.
Let's not stress. I'm pregnant. Let's calm down. Let's not watch this.
Plus, her mom had been vetted every time she applied for a visa.
I didn't have a problem with it. If you've got to do FBI check every single time against a 65-year-old grandma, that's okay.
That was no longer enough. So Badavi gave birth to her son in California without her mom there. And she watched as court battles against the ban ping-ponged around the country, with critics saying it left refugees stranded and in danger and separated families.
It feels like we don't belong here. You're not welcome here.
Ultimately, the Supreme Court upheld the ban, finding it was within the president's power. Badavi's son, Armin, has met his grandparents once. When he was 10 months old, Badavi took him to Iran. There's a picture of him in little overalls and a bright yellow t-shirt with his grandparents. They're beaming. Armin is 4 years old now. His mom's struggled to answer his questions about why President Trump would block his grandparents from coming to the U.S.
And he said, "Is he a bad guy?" And I didn't know what to answer. I don't want to say our president is a bad guy. No, he's not a bad guy. I just told him, yeah, president doesn't allow grandma to come and visit us.
On Wednesday, President Joe Biden dismantled the travel ban, which affects people from 13 countries. Instead, officials say they'll increase information sharing and vetting among countries. There are questions about what that means exactly. But for now, Badavi is relieved.
I'm hopeful, but I think it's going to take a longer time to fix anything.
Immigrant advocacy groups agree and will closely watch how the unwinding of the travel ban goes. Mary Bauer is a lawyer with Muslim Advocates, a nonprofit in D.C. that sued the Trump administration over the ban.
There's going to be an awful lot of hard work by lots of people to kind of root out both policies and practices, and then the kind of anti-Muslim hate that exists out in society. That's not something that can be executive ordered away on day one.
There's also another lasting effect of the travel ban and Trump's immigration policies overall. Mina Badavi says it's made her rethink how she sees herself and how people see her in the U.S.
In the beginning, when I was pregnant and I was panicking, one of my coworkers, and he was Trump supporter, and he was convinced, he says, there is no way you're going to have a problem because he knew me.
He seems surprised that Trump's policies would affect immigrants like her, his coworkers.
I don't know what they envision, but they don't envision a person doing cybersecurity engineer next to them, just like them.
She also worries that what she's celebrating now with Biden overturning the travel ban might not last. The attack on the Capitol by Trump supporters this month shook her.
The whole movement, it makes me worried and nervous, to be honest. You can ruin something, you can break something very fast, but it takes a very, very long time to return what you broke.
For The World, I'm Monica Campbell.